Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
For Terry Stotts, the head coach of the Portland Trail Blazers, trying to right his ship. The Blazers have been leaking oil the last week or so. A four-game homestand. They lost all four, and in three of the four, they were down double digits starting the fourth quarter. In the last one, they blew a 14-point fourth-quarter lead to the Houston Rockets. Evan Turner starts at one wing position with Al-Farouq Aminu starting at the four. Myers Leonard in for the injured Yusuf Nurkic at five with C.J. McCollum and Damian Lillard. Kevin Durant starts for the Warriors. Omri Caspi gets a start at the other forward spot. Jordan Bell will start at five with Klay Thompson and Shaun Livingston the backccourt. Warriors in the home, whites with the Bay Bridge in the center circle. Blue numbers, blue letters in the backside. They're going left to right, and they have the opening tip. Kevin Durant with the ball to Klay Thompson. Got it to Livingston right in front of the Portland bench. Crowded by Lillard. Livingston pulls up. Foul line jumper on the front rim. It does not go. And Aminu with the rebound. Far side gets it to Lillard. Stops the foul line. Out to Leonard. Pump fake. Dribbles. Comes right down the lane. Shoots a runner from 10. That's no good. Durant pulled it down. Durant on the far side. Pass to Bell. Running the floor. Dropped it out of bounds. He had a little helping hand in the back for Myers Leonard. To no avail. James Capers, Kevin Cutler, and Rodney Mott, the three officials. I was one consonant too soon. Aminu has the ball, straddling the three-point line. Feeds Leonard. Leonard, far side, bad pass to Lillard. Ricochets off Lillard, gets it back. Lillard now waiting with the dribble. Throws over to McCollum. Four to shoot. Drives on KD. Gets by him to the rim. Knocked away by Durant. A block for KD. Livingston gets the ball to Caspi. Caspi in the front court. Hand off to Bell. In turn, hand off to Durant. Durant pulls up in the foul line. Stripped by McCollum. Gets it back. Takes the jumper. Rattled it home. A lot going on there for 2 points. Blazers don't play at a fast pace. They're 21st in the league in scoring, but 5th in points given up. Part of that is pace. Part of that is they're an improved defensive team. On the far wing, Lillard with a bounce pass to McCollum. McCollum penetrates, fades, and fires over Bell. Nothing there. Caspi snatches the rebound, and Durant waits for the handoff. KD at midcourt with the dribble. His pass knocked away, stolen, a sloppy pass, and a breakaway for Turner, and he throws it down with the right hand to tie the game at 2. Caspi takes it to the front court to Livingston. One of those live ball turnovers, they really hurt the Warriors. Klay Thompson off a pin down. His first shot's up, it's no good. Aminu defensive rebound, takes it down the right sideline. His pass right through the hands of McCollum, and the Blazers give the Warriors the ball right back. We played 2 minutes here at Oracle. Crowd still filing in. If you're in traffic, keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Klay Thompson, his pass downstairs to Caspi, wide open for a layup. Low left. He gets it to fall despite the late arriving efforts of Myers Leonard. 4-2 Golden State. Damian Lillard has a career high of 59 points in the game. backs up, shoots a three over Bell on a switch, lands with a thud, rebound Aminu. One dribble out to McCollum. Fresh clock for Portland. McCollum off a breast screen, wide open, nobody home. Or excuse me, that's Turner. Turner on the right side with the dunk. Ties the game at four. So he has two dunks and all the Portland points. Bell has the ball. Hand off Durant. Durant comes down the lane. Pass back to Bell. Touch pass back to KD for a lay-in. The presence of mind from the rookie to set up Durant with a touch pass. 3 minutes gone by. Jordan Bell getting a start. Remember, he had six blocks in his game against Chicago. Backdoor cut McCollum. On the baseline, met by Caspi. Takes him out to the right wing. Crossover dribble fades and fires off the dribble. It's good. McCollum ties the game at six. Or excuse me, it's 7-6. Did they give him a three? Didn't look like a three. It's 6-6. The scoreboard wrong here at Oracle. Caspi with the ball. Caspi to Bell. Bell from 50. Good fake on Leonard. Down the lane. Left hand. Missed the rim. And it's grabbed by McCollum on the jog. McCollum played his college ball at Lehigh. Outside left, down drives on Caspi, takes him to the baseline. Looks for Leonard. Leonard guarded by Bell. Leonard turns and shoots over Bell. Contested two is good. And Portland's on top by 2-8-6. First time in the game that either squad has had back-to-back buckets. Livingston to Bell to Caspi. Caspi at the far hash mark. Waits for a cutter. It's Durant. Durant crowded by Turner. Takes a big swipe at the ball. Livingston gets it. Comes hard to the right baseline. We have a whistle. We have a foul. And this is going to go against Portland up top. It's on Evan Turner with a hold. First personal, first team foul, first foul of the game. And it's called on a guy who wears number one. Durant, chest pass into Klay Thompson. Thompson drifting, runs McCollum through a screen. Back to Bell, who wasn't looking. Ball goes to Aminu. Aminu on a two-on-one with Turner. Holds off Bell, feeds inside. Turner pump fake, goes up, got fouled. And he's going to shoot two. Bell with a foul. And Turner to the free throw line. Well, head coach Steve Kerr. The Warriors now have 9 of 10. They have to make the most of it.
Feels good. We haven't had real practice time in a while. So I think we're going to use this next week to really lock in on our details of our execution offensively and defensively. And we need a lot of sharpness over the next week to clean up some things. But I like the position we're in.
9 of 10 on the home floor. Free throw is good for Turner, and he makes it 10-6. He has 6 of the 10 for Portland. Bell with the ball to Durant. Durant on the far wing. One hand bounce pass to Thompson. He's open. Rainbow jumper off the rim, and Leonard pulled it down. Hand off to Damian Lillard. Throws to Leonard. Hand off back to Lillard. He'll fire away. Three ball spins off the rim. No good. And Caspi has it. Advances with the left wing pass to Livingston. He'll pull up from 10. It's a baseline jumper. No good. Bell got the rebound. Out to KD. Dribble drive. Euro steps his way to the rim and he scores. Kevin Durant has 6 of the 8 for the Warriors, who trail by 2. Lillard beats Turner. Back to the basket. Working on Livingston. Right hand dribble. Spins back. Pump fake. Pump fake goes up and banks it home. Turner off to a great start in this game. 12-8 the score. Here's Klay Thompson fading right side. Jumper good. Knocked it down. McCollum was right there step for step but could not do anything with that shot. Klay Thompson has his first bucket of the game. Here's Lillard splitting traffic. Nobody home. Layup good. Portland spacing out on the perimeter. Everybody lined up toward the far side. And so once the defender is broken down off the dribble, there's not a great chance for weak side help. Here's Thompson dribbling in. He'll feed Caspi, who gets a layup as he ghosted down the baseline. And both teams trading baskets here in the early going. 14-12. Portland with the lead. Lillard probing on the far side. Feeds Leonard. Jump pass to Aminu. It's a left wing three. That's no good. Klay Thompson has a defensive rebound. To the timeline. Thompson behind the screen. Deep three straight on. No good. The ball comes straight down to Aminu. Warriors are 6 of 14 from the floor. It's Turner in the front court. Bounce pass. Leonard running the floor. Gets a dunk. And Steve Kerr calls time. 16-12. The Warriors down by 4. We'll take the break. 5:54 to go in the first on the Golden State Warriors Radio Network. Presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Well, to celebrate the Warriors' championship, Coors Light offering fans a chance to win 2 sideline club tickets to the finals rematch versus Cleveland on Christmas Day. Enter to win by tweeting where you were when the Warriors won the championship. Use the hashtags DubNation and CL Sweeps. Must be at least 21 to participate. 5:45 to go first quarter. Warriors with the ball. Kevin Durant, double clutch, takes a little jumper. 14-footer, no good. Volleyballed up by Caspi. Spiked to the outside by Leonard. Grabbed by Iguodala. Over to Klay Thompson to Durant. Durant, right corner, Caspi. He's open. He'll fire. Three ball, good for Caspi. Warriors are down one. Andre Iguodala has checked in and playing in game number 1,000 in his NBA career. Lillard down the near side. Drifts middle. Looking, waiting, picks up the dribble, finds McCollum, guarded by Bell. Leonard spaces the floor for McCollum. McCollum one-on-one on Bell, takes him inside, off balance, off glass, it's good. Fading to the left, tough shot by C.J. McCollum. Warriors down three, Caspi up top. Comes right sideline to Iguodala, down the right box to Bell. Bell holds, up top to Andre, left corner to Durant. Durant now waiting with the dribble. Cut off, needs help, back to Andre. Andre trying to facilitate, backdoor cut. KD goes up and scores. Coming down the baseline, left to right. Scored on the right side of the bucket, and the Warriors are down by one. Lillard has it. Takes a deep three. That's about a 30-footer off the back rim. Caspi high in the air, pulls down the rebound in traffic. Durant to handle. Nick Young heads to the scorer's table for Golden State. Durant to Caspi. Caspi, touch pass, Bell fakes, goes up and hammers it down with a right hand. He thought he got hit as well, and the Warriors lead by one. Jordan Bell, his dunks have little messages behind them. Now a pass to Leonard, pressured by Bell between the circles. Left wing to McCollum. Shot clock inside of 10 for Portland. Turner has it to McCollum, fades and takes a baseline pop over Bell. That's up and good. C.J. McCollum starting to heat up. He's got six in the quarter. That's 20-19 Portland. Caspi has it, flipped it over to Klay Thompson. Thompson right side, Durant. Durant holding, now down to Bell. Bell at the box, turns, looks, waiting. Up top, Durant, one dribble. Double team, throws the ball away. Goes out of bounds at midcourt. And Portland with mass substitutions here. Three players in, three players out. McCollum, Leonard to sit down with Aminu. Already turnover number four on Golden State. And Damian Lillard leaves the handling now to Turner. Turner gets it up top to Zach Collins, a rookie from Gonzaga. Lillard gets the ball back. Lillard guarded by Caspi. Dribble drive goes up. Bell made him change his mind. He swung up the shot on the other side. No good. Rebound goes to Iguodala. Iguodala to Durant to the corner. Nick Young is there. He's open. He'll fire. Three ball. Left corner pocket for Young. And it's a two-point Warriors lead. Terry Stotts once time. 3:14 to go first quarter. 22-20 Warriors on the defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Tim Roy topside, Warriors with a two-point lead, 22-20. Portland has the ball as we come back to play. Four lead changes, three ties. Caspi has 7 points, Kevin Durant has eight, and Kevon Looney has checked in for the first time. Portland with the ball. Pat Connaughton, the former baseball pitcher, on the bounce, got it over to Damian Lillard. Lillard outside, left, shoots over Young, and that's a three ball, and it's good. Young gave him just a little too much room. That's 23-22. You have to honor that dribble by Lillard, though. It's a tough matchup for anybody. Outside, Andre Iguodala feeds over to Looney. Looney, two dribbles back to Andre. Two-man game on the right wing. Iguodala retreats, takes the jumper. It's a three ball, and it's good for Andre from the right sideline. So the two teams trade threes, and it's 25-23, the Warriors lead. 2:30 to go in the first. Lillard with the ball. Plays catch with Turner. Back to Lillard. Chest pass over to Turner. He'll launch a three. That's really not his game. The shot's up. It's no good. A whistle and a foul. Ed Davis, the veteran, tied up with Kevon Looney. Second team foul on Golden State. Portland will throw it in. Adjacent to the Warriors bench, and Connaughton has it. Circles to the near wing. Lillard behind the back. Comes left to the foul line. Rotates outside. Collins for three. Misfires. Durant defensive rebound. KD on the go. Early offense. Over to Quinn Cook. His first moments tonight. He's open off the dribble. Fires a three. It's a back rim miss. And Turner pulled it down. Turner to the far wing. Waits, bouncing with a dribble, takes the top of the key, throws over to Connaughton. Connaughton, entry pass to Collins. Collins at the left box, right-hand dribble, turns on Young, little flip with the right hand. It is up and in. Collins getting the roll that time and has tied the game for the fourth time of the quarter. Cook advances for Golden State to Young. No Steph Curry, no Draymond Green, no Zaza tonight. Warriors down three starters. Kevon Looney hands off to Durant. Back to Looney. Low pass off his shin. Turnover number five. Here comes Lillard with numbers. Turner back to Lillard. He's open for three. It's up and good. A costly live ball turnover there for the Warriors. 28-25. Warriors on pace right now for a 20-turnover game. Andre Iguodala holding, waiting. Over to Durant, to Cook. Cook off the screen. Rotates to Young. Pressured by Connaughton. Takes him downstairs, turns, and shoots over the top of him and nailed it. Young spinning right shoulder on the left baseline. And Portland's lead is cut to one. Again, Portland, the Turner handling. Gets the ball now to Lillard. Left side, there's Collins again. His three is no good. Connaughton hustles to the rebound. Throws outside to Turner. No look now for Lillard. Lillard waiting and guarded by Durant. Takes it left side, spins, turns, drop step, double clutch, throws over to Turner, right sideline. Dribbles by Young, puts up the jumper, nothing there. Iguodala cradles the board. Bounce pass to Durant down the right sideline. And with 24 seconds, KD will back it out and hold for one. Blazers have a foul to give. Shot clock differential, about 5 seconds and change. KD on top of the logo. Turner waiting. Screen by Cook. Now KD weaving his way down the right side. Puts his back to the basket. Steps back. Top of the key. Jumper off the rim. No good with the buzzer sounding. Still 3 seconds. 2 seconds. 1 second. And Lillard won't get off a shot. And the quarter will end. Portland 28. Seven lead changes. Four ties. Portland 28. Warriors 27. End of one at Oracle on the defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network. Presented by Wingstop. The official wings of the Warriors. Portland has the ball starting the second quarter. The Trailblazers leading by one, 28-27. Time for game summary brought to you by Mountain Mike's Pizza. Go to mountainmikespizza.com for all your pizza needs. Collins with the ball. Hand off near side to Jake Lehman. Lehman. Bounce pass to Collins. Back to Lehman. Give it go. He went for the hammer slam and it clanked off the back rim. Nick Young to the front court. Throws now to West. To Iguodala with Pat McCaw out there. He's missed the last two because of concussion protocol. Klay Thompson starting the second as well. Young posting up, goes baseline, drop step, turns, spins again, shoots again, and scores again. Nick Young was going to get that shot up, and he knocked it down to make it 29-28. The far wing. McCollum leads in, shoots over West on the go on the right side and banked it home. Steve Kerr not happy. 30-29, and McCollum already with eight. Warriors shot 52% in the first quarter, 50% for Portland. McCaw feeds Young. Young has the hot hand. Step back, slides it over Connaughton, 31-29. Connaughton's not doing a bad job, but Young right now feels every shot's going to go in. He's got 9 points. McCaw, middle of the floor. Working on Young. Crossover, crossover, jumper, line drive short. Iguodala pulls down the rebound. Andre up the floor to the right side. Throws to West. West picks up his dribble at the circle. Waits for help. Left-hand pass to McCaw. McCaw off of West screen. Bounce pass to Andre. Takes it middle on the dribble drive. Goes in and gets fouled. And Andre, I believe, will shoot two. You can order online at mountainmikespizza.com. And the rest of the summary shows that the Blazers got only 2 points off their bench in the first quarter. But 8 points apiece for Damian Lillard and Evan Turner. Also in the first with 8 points, Kevin Durant and Omri Caspi had seven. These are your first free throws of the game tonight. Andre Iguodala misses free throw number one. He's one of 126 players who have played 1,000 games in the association, so congratulations to Andre on that milestone tonight. Second free throw is good. Warriors coming off that 6-0 road trip. First one in franchise history, only 11th team in NBA history to do it. Jake Lehman with a dribble between the circles. Lehman comes hard to the right side. Pull up, strip by Iguodala, whistling a foul, and that's on Andre. So, two shots for Lehman. He played his college ball in Maryland, went to high school near Foxborough, Massachusetts, a King Philip school. And the only reason I'm very familiar with that, my nephews went there before Jake Lehman. They're a little bit older than Jake, but second free throw on the way. He's like one of four players on this Portland roster that hail from the Boston area. Kind of odd. Two free throws, good for Lehman. Ties the game at 32. Been a low foul game. Five fouls in total have been called. McCaw with the ball, middle of the floor. Left wing Thompson off a series of screens. Misfires. Ball tipped, grabbed by Collins. Collins, who helped Gonzaga to the NCAA championship game a year ago, got the ball to McCollum. McCollum high steps in the left side, stops at the elbow, shoveled it outside Connaughton, in deep, goes to Ed Davis, the veteran with a drop step, forces up the banker over West, and West takes the spinning basketball into his hands and gets the ball to Andre Iguodala. Andre right sideline, throws to Young. Young's open, he'll fire. Three ball, good for Nick Young. Nick Young is 5 for 5 in this first half, and the Warriors lead by 3, 35-32. Nick Young right now feels like he's floating over the Bay Bridge. Everything's coming so easy for him. It's effortless. McCollum, a steal by Young. Ball goes to West to Andre Iguodala. Andre down the middle, spins in deep, throws out to the trailing McCaw. McCaw had trouble with the dribble. Circles to West. West has everybody scissor off him. Now they both go the one way. The ball comes back to Young. Head fake, gets open. 18-footer, short. That's his first miss. Ed Davis with the board to McCollum. McCollum to the front court. Waits for Davis. Screen set. Comes middle. McCollum with a dribble. Now rotates back to Davis. Cross-court skip. Got it over to Lehman. Not afraid to fire. And Collins hustles to the offensive rebound for the black clad Blazers with a red and white sash going down one side of the jersey. Here's McCollum, the right wing. Terminates and lobs the ball to Collins. Working on Klay Thompson. Rips the ball through. Left-hand dribble. Crowded. Drop step to the goal. Goes up. Knocked down by West on the block. Here comes Klay Thompson down the far side. Klay will drive on Davis. Stops. Goes up on the right side and laid it in. What an intelligent move by Klay Thompson. He came in, just put on the brakes, and Davis went flying by. And he got the easy layup as a result. 37-32. And Oracle tonight making some noise. Lehman curls left side. Jumper no good. Ball in the corner. Saved by Connaughton. Grabbed by Iguodala. It's 5-on-4. Andre up the middle to the foul line. Behind the back to West. Flies in for a two-hand slam. And Portland wants time. David West trailing the play. And Andre set him up perfectly with a behind-the-back feed. 39-32 Warriors, a timeout. 7:48 to go in the second quarter on the Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Well, the NBA and the Portland Trailblazers lost a guy who gave a lot to the game, a guy who played in the ABA, played at the University of Oregon with Jim Barnett, and also longtime commentator for the Blazers and ESPN, the NBA. Steve Snapper Jones died at the end of November at the age of 75. His friend, of course, a guy that worked with him on NBC broadcast of NBA basketball, is Bill Walton.
Last night, a terrible thing happened. My great friend, Steve Snapper Jones, he took his last breath down in Houston, where he's been living lately. With Muhammad Ali and Howard Bingham there, Steve Jones was honored by the Blazers, one of the finest human beings I have ever known. Steve Jones, he saved my basketball career. He made my broadcasting career. An incredible spirit, an incredible soul.
He died at the age of 75 after a long illness. But if you were following the NBA back then and you had Bill Walton and Steve Snapper Jones on the same broadcast, well, you had to tune in. There was no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Noah Vonleh's checked in for Portland. We had a little bit of a delay there. 39-32. Warriors up 7 after the timeout. Here comes C.J. McCollum down the lane. Rocks up and with a one-hander buried it. Got an open look from 17. He's got 10 points for Portland. 5-point lead for Golden State. How about David West at age 37? Keep turning the clock back. Omri Caspi to Iguodala, far sideline. Bounce pass to West. He's right at the foul line. Guarded by Vonleh. West shoveled it out to Andre. He'll drive right by his man to the rim, and he rammed it down with the right hand. Another dunk for Golden State. Iguodala with six. Here's McCollum weaving. Bounce pass stolen away in traffic by the recovering Klay Thompson. Right sideline, Iguodala terminates. Finds the back cutter. It's Caspi goes in. He got fouled by Collins right at the rim. And Omri Caspi will shoot two. For our young fans who might not remember Steve Jones, he had a chance to work NBA radio back in the day with another legend by the name of Eddie Doucette.
Here's Stockton on the drive, the other end. Puts it up off the glass with the left hand, no good. Buck with another rebound. Give it out to Clyde. Clyde with a crossover, right left, trailing left. Percy again. Unbelievable flyaway. And they look like the flying wall in this now. 58-47, Portland, 103 to play in the half.
That's why you have to be very good at controlling the tempo if you're the Jazz. If you take quick shots and miss, you're asking for transition basketball by the Blazers.
That was Steve Snapper Jones there at the end with his analysis. One of two free throws for Caspi, and the Warriors lead by 8, 42-34. Here's Pat Connaughton, gets free. Up and under, handoff. Vonleh wasn't expecting it. Juggles it, goes up. Rejected by West. Knocked away. Caspi will lead McCaw the other way. McCaw stops in the front court. Handoff to Clay. A 28-footer. Spins off the iron, and Vonleh controls the rebound. Pass out to the right wing to Lillard. Always under control. Lillard off a screen. Middle of the floor, guarded by West. Looks for Vonleh. Instead, they go to Collins. His entry pass. Vonleh in the corner falls down. Fouled by Caspi. Warriors up 8, 6:21 to go first half. No Curry, no Draymond, no Zaza tonight for Golden State. No Nurkic, and no more Harkless for Portland. It's been a low foul game. Bench scoring so far because of the 12 by Nick Young. 18-4 favoring the Warriors. Turner, lob inside for Connaughton, knocked away by McCaw, ill-advised pass, and a turnover on Portland. Kevin Durant back on the floor, has the ball. Crossover right hand, draws a crowd, feeds West, inside to Caspi, wide open from four, misses, and Vonleh grabs the rebound. 5 seconds away from the halfway point of quarter number two. Lillard bouncing down the right sideline. McCaw chasing. Feeds Vonleh. Vonleh runs up to the pass in deep. Shoveled out to Turner, who's wide open, unguarded from 12, but he can't find the range there. And Durant will take it and clear to Livingston down the right wing. Sean Livingston drifting right baseline. Behind the back to West. Open but does not fire. Now he will, and he buries the jumper. He was looking for something better, but then decided he was the best option, and he was. And it's a 10-point lead now for the Warriors. West with his second hoop. Here comes Lillard, who fades and shoots over Caspi. Lands with a thud. Rebound Vonleh. Out to Connaughton. Connaughton can't fire. Got it over now to the wing. On the dribble drive, Aminu got it to Turner, who lost the ball, gets it back. One dribble out to Aminu. He fakes, dribbles in, goes in on Durant, and goes up and in. Aminu with a tough bucket. Durant was right there. That's 44-36 Warriors. Golden State trying to start 9 of 10 at home on a high note, despite the fact that they're banged up. West flipped the ball to McCaw. McCaw retreats, comes left wing. McCaw stutters and gets it out to West. He's open from 18. Buried another one. David West with back-to-back jumpers. And again, Golden State up by 10. West is 3 for 3. Off the bench, Young is 5 for 6. Iguodala is 2 for 2. Steve Kerr getting outstanding production from his bench tonight. Here is Lillard on the near wing. Exchanges now with Aminu. Lillard working on Caspi. Down the lane, shoveled it up with the right hand. Well, good. And he will go to the free throw line. Whistle and a foul. I think this is on Caspi again. For Damian Lillard, coming into tonight, he had taken 167, or he, excuse me, he had made 167 free throws, third best in the association, and he's fourth in free throw percentage at 92.8. He and McCollum shoot them both very, very well. McCollum at 86%. Tacom is really their three-point threat now that Crabbe has been dealt to Brooklyn. And they got nothing for Crabbe in that deal. It's basically a salary dump. Andrew Nicholson came over and they waived him. Lillard hits two. That's 44-38. Or excuse me, 46-38. Kevin Durant with the ball. 8-point lead and timeout. Steve Kerr wants to talk with 4:24 to go before halftime. And so we shall step aside and gather our thoughts as well. 46-38, Warriors lead by 8 on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Here in Oakland, Warriors with the ball coming out of the timeout. 46-38 the score. They lead by 8. West picks up his dribble on the front court. Warriors attacking the basket to our right. The south basket here at Oracle is Durant. Fades to the baseline. Jumper's up and good for Kevin Durant. And the Warriors have been flirting back and forth between a 10-point lead and an 8-point lead. Lillard has the ball. Feeds Myers Leonard. Leonard hands off to McCollum. McCollum retreats toward midcourt. Gets a screen now by Aminu. Aminu catches, comes down the lane. Bad shot, no good over Durant. Step through on the rebound, swatted away by David West. Here comes Nick Young to the front court. Bounce pass to West, hand off to Young. Baseline pop, up and no good. Myers Leonard, two hands of the ball. And in turn, hands the ball off to Damian Lillard. Lillard with the Warriors leading by 10. Right side to McCollum. McCollum. Bounce pass cross court to Leonard. They feed Turner at the box. Working on Young. One dribble. Pass stolen away. Batted down by West. Picked up by Caspi. It's a 2-on-2. Caspi, though, can't do anything with it. And throws it outside to Kevin Durant. Good decision there. Didn't want to force anything. KD goes to the baseline. Stepped back. Shoots over Leonard and knocked it down. A little defense miscommunication there for Portland. And the Warriors lead by 12. 50-38. It's their largest lead of the game. Lillard right side, waits for Leonard, takes the screen, comes middle, dribbles on Young, left hand, spins on him, down the lane, goes up and might have gotten away with an extra step, but a foul call on Golden State.
Warriors foul charge, Nick Young, his personal 14th foul.
There'll be two shots for Lillard. Fouls on Young. And Lillard at the line to shoot two. Steve Kerr talked about the difference in how the Warriors execute on the road as opposed to home.
What being on the road does is it puts a little fear in you. So you tend to play with more urgency. So from that perspective, there's some sharpness that comes through. But that's more of a competitive thing. I think in terms of detail and execution-wise, it's better to be at home when you can actually have real practice time.
Lillard's first free throw is good. And his second's on the way, and that's also good. And so it's back to a 10-point game again, 50-40, 2:55 to go. Second quarter, Portland 3 of 15. The Warriors shooting 10 of 15. Warriors are getting better shots. Andre Iguodala outside the arc, handoff Durant. Durant down, waiting. Guarded by McCollum. Takes a three over the top of him, and he nailed it. From the left angle, Kevin Durant now with 15 on 7 of 10 shooting. 53-40. Lillard bounces, drives on Durant, gets by him, layup on the rim, good. So Lillard trying to get a little more aggressive on the offensive end. He's got 14 points. Kevin Durant, front court, goes away from the screen, drifting left, feeds Andre. Andre passed the ball to no one in particular. Turner gets it. Turner throws ahead to Aminu. Aminu's got Leonard downstairs, throws back up top to Lillard. Lillard for three, nailed a shot. He thought he got fouled by Kevin Durant. And so did Terry Stotts. And so Portland has quickly cut the Warriors' advantage down to 8. Here's Sean Livingston. Feeds Durant, mid-post right side. KD with a mouse on him. Takes it inside, got fouled by Lillard. The shot's up, no good. And Kevin Durant goes to the free throw line. They're going to give that a side out. Wow, judging from when the whistle was blown, you would assume that it's shots, but maybe it was just the reaction time a little slow in getting it done. Durant will throw it in near side. Finds Klay Thompson, pump fake. Good defense by McCollum. Back out to KD. It's a back iron miss with a three, and the rebound to Vonleh. They get it up the court to McCollum. Right side of Minu, cut off in his baseline drive by Iguodala. Steps to the rim, goes up, and travels. Damian Lillard has scored the last 9 for Portland. Aminu trying to put his own little stamp on the game there. Here comes Jordan Bell in for Nick Young. Bell started tonight, played 9 minutes. And he gets the last 95 seconds for Golden State. So Myers, Leonard, and Jordan Bell will be the matchup. Here's Livingston down the far side. Waiting. Right side, Clay Thompson in traffic. The jumper's up, and he slides it home. Beautiful rotation that time by Clay. That ball, a beautiful backspin on it. Clay Thompson's got six. And the Warriors lead by 10. Lowering his head, driving in, goes Lillard. His shot goes up, and a whistle and a foul. Thompson ended up on his backside. Bell gets a foul from behind. Well, coming up at halftime.
If he wanted to, he could stick at that level if he could put the time in.
It's Johnny West, the director of player programs for the Golden State Warriors, the son of the logo, Jerry West. And you'll hear part of our conversation with him at halftime. The entire conversation can be heard on SoundCloud.com/Warriors via the Warriors Vox, excuse me, the Beyond the Arc program. You can hear the entire thing there. Lillard hits two. That's an 8-point lead. The Warriors again, 55-47. Lillard now 6 of 6 in the stripe. Bell with the ball middle of the floor. Finds Klay Thompson, minute 5 to go before halftime. Klay on the right side, looks for KD. Feeds him on the bounce. Rips through on Turner, it's a foul. On Turner, and that's going to be the second foul in the last 2 minutes on Portland. And Kevin Durant fooled Turner on the play, and he giggles, and Turner shakes his head and grabs his head and says, "I can't believe I fell for that." So Durant heads to the free throw line. Also at halftime, you'll hear R.C. Davis. He'll tell you about the scores of the day. Got a big upset in Chicago, and I have to tell you, I am... flummoxed about what's going on in Oklahoma City. I just can't figure that out. They're 12-14. They look so good when they played the Warriors. It was astounding how good they looked. And here's Kevin Durant at the free throw line. Hits both. 57-47. I thought after that game they would go on a run. They looked like they were ready and were starting to learn how to play together. But so far, it hasn't materialized for OKC. Lillard will hold the ball. 50 seconds. He's going to wind it down to get the best possible 2-for-1 advantage for his squad. Drives on Livingston, pass to the corner. Turner up top to Leonard. He'll fake, dribbles in, goes to the right wing. There's Aminu with a corner three. It's not his specialty, and the ball grabbed by Livingston. Got to Iguodala. Iguodala down the lane, bumping with Lillard. Lost the ball on the deck, and Andre is tied up for a jump ball. With 29.8 to go in the half, and 16 on the shot clock for Golden State, should they win the tip. Andre just kind of ran out of tread there. And he will jump in the circle to our right. McCollum will be the man opposing him. Iguodala would like to get straight back to either Clay or Durant. The ball's badly tossed up top. Durant gets it over to Clay. Double clutch, fires away, buried it! They're not sure what it's going to be. They're going to count it as a two, 59-47, but they will look at it at halftime. Lillard to walk it up with 20 seconds to go before the break, and the Warriors lead by 12. They've led by as many as 13, without Curry, without Draymond Green, and without Zaza Pachulia. Here is Lillard, near side, on a switch, guarded by Bell. Shot clock at 7, game clock at 9. Pump fake, nowhere to go. Throws outside to McCollum with 3, with 2. McCollum has to shoot the floater, blocked by KD. Durant can't get the shot off to end the half, and now Steve Kerr's pointing to the clock. He's saying shot clock violation. That the Warriors should have a couple of seconds there. But it looks like the half is over. 59-47, the Warriors lead by 12 at the break. Kevin Durant has 17 points. Damian Lillard, 19 for Portland. But it's been the bench for Golden State, outscoring Portland's bench 24-4. Coming up, R.C. Davis and all the scores at halftime, plus part of our conversation with Johnny West on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. We're back at Oracle, 60-47. You heard me say a few moments ago it was 59-47, but they went back and looked at that shot from Klay Thompson. James Capers, to his credit, at the moment he wasn't sure, so he just said, you know what, we're going to take a look at this and make sure we got it correctly. And they ruled that Klay Thompson hit that three-point shot, or was it? Yes, it was a three-point shot for Klay. And by the way, with that three-point shot, Klay Thompson has extended his streak. He is continuing to show the great consistency that all great players, great shooters have. He's made a three in 82 consecutive games. And he's chasing down now Dana Barros, who did it in 89 consecutive games, the former Philadelphia 76er and Boston Celtic. And that's the third longest streak in NBA history. Kyle Korver at 127, and of course teammate Steph Curry at 157 have the two highest in NBA history. But Klay's having a phenomenal year. On the trip in six games, averaged 21.8 from the field. Shot 58%. He was 50 for 86 on the trip. And he was 19 for 40 on threes. While guarding the other team's best guard most nights. So, again, I was on our flagship station, 95.7 The Game, the Bay Area sports station, on the way into the contest tonight. And I was talking to host Damon Bruce and said, I think that Klay is an underrated star, if there can be, in the association. And he will start the second half along with Sean Livingston, Kevin Durant, Omri Caspi, and Jordan Bell. Warriors up by 13 without Stephen Curry, Draymond Green, and Zaza Pachulia both sidelined as well. No Yusuf Nurkic and Mo Harkless for the Black Clad Blazers, who have the ball to start the second half, and left to right they go on your radio dial. Portland with the ball. And it is Lillard bouncing with the dribble, gets in the near side from Turner. Lillard now driving on Bell, backs him up, almost ankle broke him, and knocks down a three as a result. That's a 10-point Warriors lead. Lillard now with 22. It just seems all he needs to hear is, oh, you're playing Golden State, and he's going to have a great game. It just seems every time he plays the Warriors, he's having a great night. Bell gets free inside from Klay Thompson, goes up and scores. Coming left to right down the baseline, scores a right-hand layup on the other side of the bucket. At 62-50. He did that because Myers Leonard was trailing him. And so Leonard could not get to the ball on the far side. McCollum between the circles, flipped it out to Lillard. Chest pass back to McCollum off a flare screen. He's open for three and buried it from the left sideline. McCollum from downtown there. First assist for Lillard tonight. Blazers last in the league, and it says Caspi penetrates to Bell, who goes up and got fouled. It's on the floor. Bell and Leonard. Leonard says, sorry, didn't mean to get you in the face. Bell says, that's okay. The code of the big man. It's not really like the code of the samurai, but it's, you know, it's mutual respect at least. Livingston will toss in. Shot clock at 16. Bell with a catch. Caspi pops out middle of the floor, pressured by Aminu, so he puts it on the deck, drives by him, left hand layup up and good. Aminu came out a little too aggressive that time. And Caspi just spun and laid it in. He's got 10 points. Far side, coming left to right. Lillard somehow acrobatically got to the paint and was able to lay it in. 64-55 the count. Thompson to Bell. Just get the feeling this Blazer club has a good run left in him. Durant off the dribble, fires a 15-footer. It popped in and out. Leonard with the rebound and the handoff to Lillard. Lillard waits down the right side. Klay Thompson the matchup. What a great matchup that is. Lillard doubled, feeds Leonard. He's wide open from six, misses, and Caspi with a rebound. Caspi, right sideline to Livingston. Livingston met by Lillard at the far elbow. Livingston drives, got bumped. The shot's up, no good, and a foul. It's going to be on Lillard, who took an elbow to the head as well. And Sean Livingston to the free throw line. So he will shoot two. And don't forget the Warrior fans. You can think you have what it takes to challenge a Warriors player on your home court. Go to warriors.com/homecourt and learn more. First point of the night for Sean Livingston. And second one is up and good. 66-55 Warriors. So Livingston able to expand the lead to 11. McCollum flashes left side, met by Caspi. Feeds Leonard, build the floor, hand off Lillard. Off the screen, Lillard for three. No good. Caspi with a rebound. Caspi to Thompson. Warriors haven't run a lot of fast break basketball tonight. Down to Bell it goes at the box. Bell, cross court pass, an errant one, stolen by Turner. Durant chasing. Turner backward flip goes up, and Bell with a block. He knocked it away from Leonard. Here comes Livingston to Durant. Left side, Caspi picks up the dribble. Back to KD. He'll pop it up and good. Jordan Bell with a rundown block from behind. And he already does that as well as anybody on the team. Now he, the far wing, he is guarding McCollum, who terminates the dribble, feeds Turner on the bounce. Turner one-on-one on Livingston. Right-hand dribble, backs him down, spins baseline, double clutch, goes up, got fouled. And Evan Turner works his way to the stripe again. Fouls on Livingston. Boy, I tell you what, Bell is just something else. Lillard never felt him coming. And Bell put that one up and swatted that one away. Free throw by Turner is good. Now, don't get me wrong. Jordan Bell is raw. He's got a long way to go. But I still, when you see a play like that, as well as what he's able to do when he finishes around the rim, you just wonder, how could he have lasted so long in the draft? And the free throw by Turner hits both. It's now it's 68-57. Here's Klay Thompson. Thompson down the lane. Stops and pops. Little 15-footer up and good for Klay. He's starting to get his rhythm. He's now at double figures. And he becomes the fourth Warrior to get the double figures. Golden State shooting 61.7%. Lillard to McCollum. McCollum guarded by Durant. Feeds Leonard at the box. He's going to bang into Klay Thompson on the switch. Right hand jump hook. No good. Ball on the deck. Picked up by Thompson. Thompson down the near wing. Hesitation move. Drives in. Step back. The jumper is up. It's good. And Klay Thompson is going to be called for an offensive foul. Wow. James Capers says he extended that right arm on the bump. The correct call by the letter of the law, but there's a lot of guys in the league who would be fouled out if they called that all the time. Turner with the ball up top. Crossover dribble. Gets it up top to Leonard. Back to Turner. Guarded by Bell. Shoots over him. It's up and no good. Wasn't a good shot. Rebound goes to Durant. Durant to midcourt. Durant pulls up. Shoots over Lillard. It's a three ball, and Lillard could do nothing except watch it fly by. 73-57. 22 for KD and a 16-point lead for the Dubs. Here comes Lillard down the lane, goes up over Bell, and there's a whistle and another foul on Golden State. Klay Thompson gets the foul on a push. So Lillard heads back to the free throw line. Steve Kerr. Klay Thompson continues to impress him on defense.
I mean, we ask him to guard usually the toughest scorer, ball handler, and he's amazing. You know, as much as he moves without the ball on offense, he's also that dogged defensively, chasing around these great scorers, and he never seems to get tired. He's an incredible two-way player.
There's no doubt about that. Second free throw for Lillard is good. 73-59. It's a 14-point Warriors lead. 7:50 to go here in the third. Omri Caspi to Kevin Durant. Dumped it down to Livingston. Ball knocked away by Lillard. Livingston backs him down. Turns and shoots over from 15. It's up and good for Sean. Spinning left shoulder. Took his time. Under control. McCollum down the right baseline. Cut off by Bell. Left hand dribble to the wing. He wants to go one-on-one on the rookie. Crossover twice. Crossover a third time. Lowers his head. Dribbles in. Throws. It's off the fingertips of Aminu, who grabs at the foul line. Spins to the rim. Goes up and shoots. No good. He falls down. Rebound Caspi. Outlet to Thompson. Thompson one dribble. It's a three and it's money in the bank. Cold hard cash for Klay Thompson. Timeout Portland. The Warriors have their largest lead of the affair. 78-59. 7:10 to go in the third on the defending champion, Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Time out for our Twitter question. Portland with the ball, 78-19. Klay Thompson, 10 points in 5 minutes and 50 seconds for the Warriors. Bad pass by Turner, stolen by Bell. It's a foot race. Bell goes up and lays it in as Turner contested and Bell converts. 80-59. So out of a timeout, Portland gets a turnover and the Warriors get a bucket. Leonard picks up his dribble, locates Lillard. Lillard, topside, fades and shoots a three. It's up and it's a back rim spinning off the iron. Caspi defensive rebound. Kevin Durant to the front court. Durant waits for Bell, sets up his defender, uses Bell as a screen, passes back to Bell, won't shoot, back to KD, shot clock at 10, KD floats one up there off of one leg, it misfires, and Leonard has the rebound to Lillard, quickly to the front court to McCollum, left hand dribble, spins with a double team, stolen by Livingston, ball on the deck, picked up by Turner to Aminu, who goes up and is hacked by Klay Thompson. Thompson picks up his third foul, all three here in the third quarter. In the second and third quarters, the Warriors have outscored Portland 52-31. Time now for your Twitter question, brought to you by Mountain Mike's Pizza. Order online at mountainmikespizza.com. What do you think the key has been for the Warriors to get this 21-point lead? And tell us where and how you are listening. Where and how. You can do it two ways. Hit me up on Twitter at WarriorsVox, WarriorsVox. Or you can send me an email, TimRoye, T-I-M-R-O-Y-E. At Warriors.com. Either way, we try to answer as many as we can. Here is Aminu at the stripe. Slides home the first and the second. And the lead for Golden State, 1980-61. Impressive tonight for the Warriors without three starters. Backdoor cut, Kevin Durant knocked to the floor by Collins, who goes to help him up. And KD waits for Warriors to do that. Portland 16 of 16 from the line. Ellie checks in, says Dana Barris was a Seattle Supersonic too. Yes, he was. Appreciate the help. And now we have discussions, and they're saying Kevin Durant should not have been given shots. And Lillard with a visual demonstration for the officials. I'm sure they see enough tape. They have enough monitors. And Kevin Durant heads to the stripe. Trucker Dave says he's out here in East County running his nightly run there. So he is out getting some work done. Drive safe, Dave. Our two guys in China say, please turn up your mic a little bit. Hard to hear on the internet feed here in China. Second free throw for Durant is good, as was the first. 82-61 Warriors. Are you sure it's the microphone? Might could be something else. Oh, we get a whistle and a foul at the other end. Lillard on a drive and to McCollum, who gets knocked down. Archie fell down, and a foul call against Golden State. Go to Twitter, Cole on 95.7 the game down in Santa Cruz. Over the Santa Cruz Warriors, Quinn Cook has been down there and playing great ball. He's up with the Warriors now here in Oakland. This is Jordan Bell's defense winning the game for the Warriors. That's in part, I think so. McCollum gets a couple of freebies, and that's 82-63 Warriors. We're at the halfway point of the third. Down to 5:55 remaining, and Kevin Durant on the bounce to Livingston. Klay Thompson pops out left wing. They feed Durant, mid-post, left side. To the cutter, Livingston. He was held and fouled by Lillard on the cut. And that's going to put Livingston to the line as Portland is over the limit. And we'll pause 10 seconds. Station identification on the Golden State Warriors radio network. I thought they were over the limit. That was their fourth team foul. Klay Thompson with a three that goes off the front rim. Bouncing high in the air is Lillard, and he pulls down the rebound. That was the indication given by Rodney Mott. He thought it was shots, too. The jumper by Lillard, right side of the key, no good. Durant with a rebound, long lead pass Bell with a catch and a lay-in. One step and laid it in. Jordan Bell gives the Warriors something they really don't have, that young athletic presence. And he's making it felt here tonight. He's got 8 points and three rebounds, two assists, another whistle and a foul off of McCollum drive. Livingston's going to go find a spot on the bench, and Andre Iguodala comes in. And Steve Kerr has done a great job in the last few years of making sure guys like Iguodala, and last year West, this year David West, Sean Livingston, that their minutes are at a manageable number. They've had the luxury of keeping those minutes down, too. But just keeping those guys fresh. But when the time comes, you really need him. Portland really cashing in at the free throw line here. It's 84-65. McCollum's got 17, and they are 20 for 20 from the stripe. Iguodala feeds over to Caspi. Warriors have scored 8 from the free throw line. Caspi flipped it to Clay Thompson. Thompson doubled, feeds Caspi, but Caspi started to run but could not. And there was a reason why. He was held. Now we'll have free throws. And Omri Caspi will shoot free throws number 11 and 12 for the Warriors. Damian Lillard, even with the Trailblazers threatening to drop back to 500 tonight, he still feels they can make some noise in the West.
Some people might think that I'm crazy because I don't care who on the team and who we did get or did not get. When in my mind, anything can happen. Being the leader of the team is my job to make everybody else have that same vision and have that same type of belief. So having guys come back improved, I think we can, you know, get some things done.
Caspi hits 1 of 2. Second one was good. It's 85-65 Warriors, 4:55 to go. Portland with the ball. They're starting a long road trip like the Warriors who just finished one. They start in the West, end of the East. Lillard, good move, penetrates, dishes out to the corner. Lehman back to Lillard. It's a corner three, hit the side of the board. Iguodala grabs it. He wants to run. Andre, right down Broadway, throws it up high off the glass because he thought he was going to make a pass, and the rebound goes to Lillard. Sure what Andre was thinking there. Lillard near sideline. 4:25 left in the third. Lillard, left-hand dribble to the paint. Passes to the corner. Lehman's wide open, and the corner three is no good. Bell with another rebound. Got it back to Durant. Durant glides across the logo. Throws to Klay Thompson. Steps out for a three. It's in and out. A rebound fought for and grabbed out of the air by McCollum. McCollum on the jog. Stops. Hesitation move on Andre. Pulls up from 10 and knocked it down. What a tough move by C.J. McCollum. That was a professional move right there, and Steve Kerr wants to talk it over. He'll call timeout with 3 minutes and 50 seconds remaining in the third quarter. The Warriors are back on the home floor, and they lead 85-67 over Portland on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. But Kevin Durant gets recognized today as Player of the Week for the Western Conference, 26th time he's had that happen. Led the Warriors to a 3-0 record last week, averaging 30 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists, a steal, 2.6 blocks. Play back in, KD with the ball. Takes a 2. It's on the way. It's up and no good. He is minus 3 points from tying John Stockton, 44th most points in NBA history. Shot by Turner on the right baseline, no good. Here's KD to Quinn Cook. Quinn Cook will be our guest tomorrow night on Beyond the Arc, our weekly radio show on our flagship station. Nick Young steps to the paint, 14-footer short, rebound. Bell tapped it down but collided with Young, who gets hit in the head. He is a victim of Jordan Bell's hops, and Bell resting on the backside. James Capers gives him an option, call a timeout or keep playing, and Young gets up. 85-67 Warriors, 3:20 to go here in the third quarter. Golden State trying to win their 7th in a row. Turner over to McCollum. We have a whistle. We have a 3-second violation or foul. Offensive foul. Zach Collins, the rookie out of Gonzaga, gets called for the personal. Kevin Durant with a season-high 36 against Detroit. Iguodala to Cook. Cook in the front court off of Bell's screen. Back to Bell. Look out. One step and a right-hand slam for Jordan Bell. Man, that duck can fly. It's 87-67. The Warriors lead by 20, and Bell has 10. Lillard right wing. Guarded by Andre. Dribble drive. Slow motion move. There's Bell. Cut it off. Up top. McCollum for 3. Back rim no good. Cook's got the rebound. Chest pass to Young. Young down the near side off of Durant screen. Waits and looks for KD. KD guarded by McCollum. Right-hand dribble backs him to the foul line. Still going to the paint. 14-foot jumper is nothing but the bottom of the net for KD. And the Warriors continue to hang on to this 20-plus lead. KD's got 26. Lillard answers with a 3 that's no good off the hand of Lehman and out of bounds. And so Kevin Durant now, currently ranked 8th in scoring among active players, gets the ball on the right side. Comes middle, retreats toward the logo. Guarded by Turner, holds him off. Durant tries to clear his arm away, gets a screen by Bell. Here's KD, top of the circle, back to Bell, and a foul on Turner as he fouled Bell on the catch. And Jordan Bell heads to the free throw line. Jordan Bell, 20 minutes, 10 points, 4 boards, 2 assists, and 1 hellacious block on a run down from behind. And you know he's pretty excited because pretty sure he still has some friends up on campus in Eugene. We might be wearing green tonight and using those little kazoos. They make the duck noise up there. Second free throw for Bell is good. He makes 1 of 2. And it's 90-67 Warriors. 9-point quarter, 11-point game for Bell. Lillard to Turner. Turner cross-court. McCollum open off a pin down. Three ball goes in and out. Collins right there for the tip-in, low right. And Cook hustles up the right sideline. Steve Kerr wants to talk it over. He's going to call a timeout with 1:40 to go. We'll take the break here in the third. Warriors 90 and Portland 69 on the defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Steven checks in at email, timroy@warriors.com, T-I-M-R-O-Y-E, says, the radio signal makes it through the polar vortex to the shadows of Denali in the heart of Alaska, where he's listening to his Warrior game on the phone. Steven's got away with words. Iguodala throws into West. West up top to Caspi. Caspi now waits for Cook. Cook pops out, gets the ball. Drifting to the right side. Durant now on the bench as West dribbles it on Collins. Turns, bounce pass to McCaw. Tight ropes the baseline to Cook. Pump fake, spins, shoots a 2. It's good, and he got fouled! My goodness, what a move by Quinn Cook. A little pump fake, and then 180 spin off the dribble and knocked down a 2. Got a great fake that time, and then Lillard came up and crowded him and committed the foul. And Cook now a chance for a 3-point play. Free throw is good. Warriors have their largest lead of the game, 24 points, 93-69. 8-2 run for Golden State. Lillard with Cook in front of him. Lillard played his college ball at Weber State. Off the screen, Lillard now. Cook still in front of him. 7 on the shot clock. Spins. Pump fake. Good defense by Cook. Feet on the bounce to McCollum with 2, with 1. Takes a dribble. Step back over. Caspi is good by C.J. McCollum. 93-71 Warriors. Cook, left side with the dribble, comes to the paint. In traffic, throws out to Iguodala. Big dribble into trouble and knocked away. Turnover. Portland now with a 5-on-4. Here comes Lillard down the right side. Takes it middle, no look pass to Lehman, and flies in for a dunk on the left baseline. Jake Lehman able to get a hoop. 40 seconds to go before the end of the quarter. Warriors up 20. Caspi to Cook. Cook near side to West. He cuts off him. West now waiting. Iguodala pops out, gets the ball. Andre off the screen. Andre again into traffic, leans back, bank shot too strong. Loose rebound to Lillard. The 22 seconds to go. Lillard checks the clock. Didn't really have a great numerical advantage, and so he'll pull it out toward the far hash mark. 13 on the shot clock, 14 and change on the game clock. Lillard low with the dribble with McCaw right in front of him. Right hand for Lillard. Between the legs twice, lost it, knocked away, and a whistle and a foul on McCaw. Kevin Cutler with the call with 6.6 left in the quarter on a reach-in. He slapped his hand. The handy slap didn't have the ball. Oh, well. On Twitter, Jeff says he's listening in Campbell, California on KRTY. Checking in tonight. Clay is in Fuego. And Richard's had dinner in Rio Vista. He's listening on one of our other affiliates, KUIC 95.3. Glad to have them all on the Golden State Warriors radio network. And Barrett's listening on his flight back to Portland from Atlanta at 30,000 feet. Hope it's a safe and not a bumpy flight. Lillard hits 2, 93-75. Here comes Kevin Durant down the floor, down the near wing. KD comes hard to the middle, step back. 18-footer at the buzzer. It's off the rim, off the glass, no good. And the quarter is over. Well, Golden State will take an 18-point lead to the fourth quarter. 93-75 the count. The Warriors trying to start the stretch of 9 of 10 at home with a win. on the Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. ...93-75 the score at the end of three. Golden State in the middle quarters outscored Portland 66-47. They trail by one at the end of one. They had only five turnovers in those two corners after committing five in the first quarter. All part of your game summary brought to you by Mountain Mike's Pizza. Go to mountainmikespizza.com and order right now. Good chance you'll have that pizza by the time we get the post-game show. Iguodala with the ball to David West. We started the fourth quarter. West with a rocker step, got it to Klay Thompson. Bouncing right side, stumbles, now gets to the baseline. Doubled, feeds West, knocked away. Shot clock was winding down, and a turnover. Thompson with West, Iguodala, Cook, and McCaw. Up against Lillard, Vonleh, Collins, Connaughton, and Lehman. Lehman circles to the far wing as Lillard dribbles middle. Shot clock already inside of 10. Connaughton with the ball, downstairs to Collins, working on Iguodala. He'll turn and shoot right over him, and it popped it in. Well, Portland has scored the last six. Actually, last eight now. Make it 93-77. Iguodala with the ball. Bounce pass to Klay Thompson. His jumper's up, but good. Klay with a 17-footer. That stems the tide somewhat. Klay has 16. A very crisp 7-14 shooting night. Lillard, two-hand toss to Lehman. Downstairs to Collins. At the box, he'll turn and face. Ripped it through on Andre. One dribble, back up top Lillard. Shows the ball to McCaw. Both wear zero. Down the lane, Lillard gets bumped. Shot no good. Rebound, Vonleh. Put back a two-hand slam for Noah Vonleh. 95-79. Still time for Portland to make a run here, so the Warriors have work to do. Cook feeds West, topside. West holds it in the right hand. Lob downstairs to Thompson. Thompson goes up, left-handed, missed the layup. Vonleh was there, and he rebounds. Klay Thompson with a very big man-like seal that time on Vonleh. Lillard dribble drive, leans in on the go, off glass and good. And now it's a 14-point game. Funny how on the scoreboard, 14 doesn't look nearly as bad as 20. And Lillard has 30. McCaw to Iguodala, back to Cook. Cook waiting, still dribbling, feeds West, shot clock at 10. West goes to work on Collins, on the rookie, wheeled middle, left hand flip, good. Boy, very nice, methodical move by David West. West 4-4, he has 8 points in 13 minutes. 97-81 Warriors. Lillard between the circles. Chest pass now, got it to Connaughton. Lillard draws a crowd, Connaughton open, won't fire. Waits, lobbed into Vonleh. Shot clock at 5. Vonleh on Cook, doubled. Finds Lillard to Lehman. It's a 3, and it's no good. It didn't draw iron, and it's a shot clock violation. Well, a good closeout by Andre Iguodala up top, and that forced another pass. Connaughton didn't shoot it when he was wide open, and then Iguodala closed the distance. And they threw it to Vonleh, and then West showed double, and that forced basically a pass to the wing that forced it into a turnover. Caspi in, Cook out. Andre pounding the dribble, comes middle. Waits, finds Thompson, takes a shot, it's up and no good. Collins rebounded it in traffic, and Lillard right there for the outlet. Lillard waits for a couple of drag screens, gets some splits traffic down the lane, penetrates over to Lehman. It's a corner three from the left side. No good. Collins high in the air, the rebound. He got fouled by McCaw. McCaw gets the foul. Only other game still being played. End of three down in L.A. And Toronto, who is 17-7, currently fifth in the league in assists, which is a total that has moved up for them. They lead 74-70. Clippers are 9-15. Jonas Valanciunas working on a 19-point, 10-rebound effort to the moment. Free throw by Collins. The rookie is good. 97-82. Blazers are 23 of 23 from the free throw line. Second free throw by Collins. No good. Slapped out by Lehman to Connaughton. And it's a fresh clock for Portland. Warriors caught napping there. Lillard rotates to Collins. Pass deflected, goes to Vonleh. He'll take a baseline jumper. That's good over David West. And now the lead is 13. Portland is creeping back into this game. Warriors led 93-69, and since that point, it's been a 15-4 Portland game. Iguodala to Thompson, throws to West, middle of the floor. Left wing to McCaw. I'm sure Steve Kerr would have liked to have kept Durant on the bench, but he's probably going to have to go back to him sometime soon. Here's Thompson. Takes a dribble. Shoots a contested two. That won't go. Lillard has the rebound. Collides with his own man. Gets balance and dribbles the ball up the floor. Goes in front of the Portland bench. He goes to the baseline. Draws two. Feeds Collins. Left elbow jumper. It's a brick and it's wide to the right. Iguodala's got the rebound. Andre down the middle. Chest pass to Caspi. One dribble to the trailer. It's David West. Bumped by Vonleh. Jumper up. No good. Long rebound to Lillard in stride. Still 97-84 Warriors. Lillard with the ball. Waits for Vonleh. Pick and roll. Left side. Bounce pass Vonleh. Down the lane. Stripped by David West. It's out of bounds. It's going to be Portland ball with 7:41 to go in the quarter. Steve Kerr casually at the scorer's table. Both hands on the scorer's table. Mike Brown walks out to him. Talks to him for a moment. Suggests something about substitutions, which is part of Mike Brown's role. A lob to Collins in the paint. Collins dribbles out of the paint, feeds the cutter. It's Lehman, goes for a reverse layup and scored. Getting around Patrick McCaw in the process. And here comes the Blazer attack now. It's an 11-point game, and Steve Kerr will stop it now. 97-86, 7:28 to go in the fourth quarter. We've got a ball game at Oracle on the defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Out of the timeout, 97-86. 17-4 run for Portland in 5 minutes and 30 seconds. And five different Portland players have scored during that run. Lillard's got 30. McCollum 21. Kevin Durant back on the floor. McCaw looks at a chest pass to the wing to Iguodala. They get a down screen for West. Ball comes to Klay Thompson. He'll dribble down the lane to the rim. Right hand, no good. He got fouled. Knocked to the floor by Collins. Klay Thompson heads to the free throw line. Now Bob Myers, Warriors general manager, says injuries like the ones the Warriors are going through right now can be an opportunity for those on the bench to have their moment.
It gives other guys a chance to be more aggressive. Yeah, it's an evaluating tool. And for us, it's, you know, we're spoiled with the amount of depth we have. And yeah, I mean, this is why you work in the offseason to fill a roster and to put a team in place that can withstand some injuries.
Klay Thompson, first free throw of the night for Klay is good. 7 of 17, 2 of 8, now 1 of 1, make it 2 of 2 shooting. And it's 99-86. 7:15 to go in the game. Warriors have to keep pace. Rockets have 21 wins. Here's Lillard for 3, left side, spinning off an exchange with Vonleh. And West a little slow to get out there. He had a lot of territory to cover. And it's a 10-point game, 99-89. Plenty of time on the clock. Warriors with a lead. That 5 ties, 10 lead change. Durant lost the ball on the way up on a jumper. Now it's loose to Lillard. Knocked away from him by McCaw. Lillard gets it back. Another 3. Popped out. Rebound Vonleh. Vonleh on the left baseline. Trap feeds Collins. Collins goes up. Stripped and stolen. Iguodala picked his pocket. Andre on the go. Dribbles all the way in. Left hand on the rim. No good. Durant got the rebound. Was fouled. And Damian Lillard can't believe the call. Lillard picks up his 5th foul. And that's the second team foul on Portland. Durant to toss in. Next to head coach Steve Kerr. McCaw slides out, receives the ball, feeds West, left elbow, good pump fake, dribbles by the rookie, goes up and slams it down over Lehman. Oh my goodness, a right hand slam for David West. Coming right down Broadway. And the Warriors go up by 12, 101-89. What a dunk by West. Lillard between the circles, far side double. Got it to Connaughton. He's wide open for 3. Airballed it out of bounds. 6:02 to go. That Warrior bench went crazy over the dunk. The Blazers shooting 23% from distance. Here is McCaw feeding West. Man of the moment. West looking for a cutter. Backs down on Collins, the rookie. Takes a middle. Drop step. Throws to McCaw. And a foul on the pass. And that'll be the third team foul on Portland. And Rodney Mott now hearing the wrath of Terry Stotts. Terry Stotts, a former Warrior assistant coach, worked on Mike Montgomery's staff here for 1 year, but right before he got the head job as coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. Thompson will put it into play. Finds West. Hand off Clay. Back to West. He wasn't looking. Turnover. That's number 13 of the night against the Warriors. Here comes Portland. 12-point game. Lillard backs up Durant. Dribble drive to the rack, and he slammed it down with the right hand. And he struts coming back up the floor. It's a 10-point game again. And Lillard's got 35. Warriors with the lead and the ball. Durant looking right on the bounce to Klay Thompson. Over to West. West now holds. Gets it right side to Iguodala. Shot clock at 7. Andre backs in to the paint. Shoots over Lehman. It's going to be short. Rebound to Portland. Lehman tossed it to Leonard. Or Lillard, rather, down the near side. Lillard drives by McCaw to the paint. Finger rolled it. Good. And got fouled. Damian Lillard gets to the rim. And that might have been his most impressive move of the night right there. He got it in between two or three defenders, drew the foul, finger rolled it home, and now has a chance to make it a 7-point game. He got fouled by Iguodala. 24-8 for Portland. Lillard's free throw doesn't go. Bell back on the floor, gets the defensive rebound. He and Durant talk as they come up the floor. Durant wants a screen. He gets it. Gets it again. Off the screen. Bell falls down. Durant's jumper. Good. And Kevin Durant now has 28. And he passes John Stockton, 44th place all time. The number of points scored in the NBA. Lillard pops back. Takes a jumper. It's up and good for Damian Lillard. 103-95 Warriors. Kevin Durant climbing the scoring ladder. Takes a right side. Feeds to Bell. Bell looks for a pass. Hand off to Thompson. Thompson blocked from behind by Connaughton. Got it back. Over to Iguodala. Slices down the lane. Fouled on the pass. And it will be Golden State ball and 14, I believe, on the clock. Portland's going to call timeout here. 4:22 to go. The Golden State lead is 8, 103-95. The defending champion Warriors Radio Network presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Nick Young, when he landed, remember he landed on his head one time and was down on the floor. He is now entering the concussion protocol. He won't be back tonight. Warriors have the ball. They lead by 8, 103-95. Livingston chest pass to Thompson. Quick release and a splash from the right wing for Klay Thompson. A quick three right out of the timeout. And it's 106-95 again. The Warriors running something so well out of timeouts. They're one of the best in the league at doing that. Lillard feeds Connaughton. Lillard screens for McCollum, who's returned to the fray. And they exchange. And the ball still with Connaughton up top. Lillard can't get to it. Denied by Klay Thompson. So Vonley gets a pass. Hands it back to Connaughton, who takes a three. And he rattled it home. Connaughton's first make of the night. Coming with 3:45 to go. And it's 106-98. Warriors with the lead. They've controlled the game, but Portland making it very difficult here in the fourth quarter behind Damian Lillard. Livingston to Thompson. Good fake on Connaughton. Dribbles in, shoots a contested two, no good. Rebound, Collins. Portland has it. McCollum will take it and find Lillard in the backcourt. Lillard far wing, off a screen. Change direction, head fake, dribbles in on Bell. Blocked by Bell. Collins has it, falling down. Two Blazers down. Iguodala up with the ball. Andre to Durant. Corner Thompson. He'll fire away. Three ball. Left corner pocket for Klay. 109-98. Terry Stotts wants time. 10 blocks tonight for the Warriors. Another night of double figure blocks for Golden State. They lead the NBA in that category. We'll take the break on the Warriors Radio Network. Saying enough is enough. 109-98. Warriors lead by 11. And Jordan Bell right in the middle of the fray again. And Bell with his, well, they've only given him one block. I thought he had one there, which would have been his second. Here is a backdoor lob. Collins got free from Durant, and the rookie scores off a pass from Damian Lillard. 109-100. Warriors up 9. Credit Terry Stotts and his ball club for making the Warriors work really hard. Durant with it. Comes middle off a Bell screen. Durant comes hard left side. Fades. Little jumper. It's on the back rim. No good. Collins has the rebound. The rookie getting some serious minutes here. And that's his seventh board to go with 9 points. Lillard right side. Backs up Durant. The jumper is a miss. Loose ball. Vonleh rotates to Collins. He dribbles it to McCollum. Instead finds Connaughton. Now to 2:20 to go. It's a 9-point Warrior lead. McCollum gets it from Connaughton. Screened by Collins. Offensive foul. And that's on C.J. McCollum. He went way too early that time. Collins was sprinting out from inside the paint. And Collins has fouled out. And McCollum went too early. And when Collins got up there to set the screen, his momentum carried him into Andre, and Andre sold the rest. Turnover on Portland. Collins to foul out. 9.7 rebounds, but he did okay. Nick, as time goes on over the course of the year, I would expect that kid to get more playing time. They liked him. They traded up to get him with Sacramento. They gave Sacramento 2 picks. It turned into Justin Jackson and Harry Giles. So that trade still a ways from being determined as to who got the better, depending on how Giles recovers. Warriors with the ball, up 9. They need a basket here. 2 minutes to go. Livingston got free from Lillard. Sealed him off. Got the pass inside and dunked it down. Portland, who has played a pretty good defensive game, gives up an easy one there. And it's 111-100. Warriors with a lead. Lillard right side. 15 seconds of the shot clock. Shoots over KD off the dribble. No good. Jordan Bell clears. Iguodala has it. Finds Livingston. Another confidence-building night for Jordan Bell. Klay Thompson takes the handoff. Feeds Bell. Middle of the floor. Drives down. Throws right. Durant up top. Klay. Klay puts it on the floor. Rotates to Andre. They leave him wide open, so he'll fire away. Misses the three. Long rebound. Durant. Touch pass to Bell. Bell wants to run some clock. Nice job of the rookie. And gets it outside to Livingston. Back to KD with a minute 20 to go. And those who are here, they stand as one at Oracle. Durant directing traffic. Wants to clear the right side. He's guarded by Vonleh. Wants to go one-on-one. Three on the clock with two. Takes a three off the dribble. That's no good. And Bell slapped the rebound out, but it ends up in the lap of Vonleh. And Portland will use another timeout. 63 seconds to go, 111-100. We'll take the break on the Warriors Radio Network. But Portland right now has 6 guys on the floor. And that's illegal. Lillard will walk off. He's sitting down. So Terry Stotts has emptied the bench here. With a minute to go. It's going to be Aminu to throw it in. Connaughton pops out to get the ball. Warriors up 11. Jordan Bell guarding Connaughton. Connaughton directing traffic. Dribbles left, spins back to the right. Finds Lehman. Lehman with the ball. Off a screen by Vonleh. Bounce pass to Vonleh. Reverse pivot. Drives on Klay Thompson. Three to shoot with two. Out to Connaughton. It's a three. It's up and no good. Tipped in by Jake Lehman. Low left. 39.6 to go. Kevin Durant will walk it up. Durant passing John Stockton tonight. 44th all-time on the NBA scoring list. How about that? Passing John Stockton. Kevin Durant on the right side, and KD's got so much more basketball left to play. Durant rotates to Iguodala. He'll fake, dribbles right. Comes middle, lost the ball again. Second time it's happened tonight to Andre. And a 9-point lead for the Warriors. Connaughton dribbles right on Durant. Goes all the way. They let him go, and he dunked it with 6.1 left. 111-104. And Klay Thompson will walk it up to the timeline, and that's going to be that. There's your final score tonight. The Warriors get the win, starting this 9 of 10 stretch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.